Now, the question is, how do we overcome this perfectionism, this constant knot in our stomach? How do we overcome this living in the future, being afraid of the present, because what if I fail? And I started to describe a few methods. The first one is being aware of it, being aware of what I want to change and what I want to maintain. Remember Alan Langer's study about getting a more nuanced understanding of what it is that I want to change, because for a very long time, I couldn't become less of a perfectionist, because associated with perfectionism was also success, and my subconscious was stopping me from letting go of perfectionism, because I thought that would also mean throwing out the baby with the bathwater, i.e. my success. But now that I have a more nuanced understanding of perfectionism, which is the incapacitating fear of failure, and I understand that I can still be as ambitious and not give up my success, and yet enjoy the process, that's a better understanding, and now I can move forward. So the first step is awareness. After we have awareness, it's about going back to Dweck's notion of rewarding effort. Remember, Carol Dweck was able to change students' and adults' mindset with as little as a few hours. And sometimes these mindset have been set in them from a very young age, the fixed versus the malleable mindset. And Carol Dweck, by teaching them the malleability, the neuroplasticity, how our brain constantly changes, by teaching them that to focus on the journey, on the effort, as opposed to the outcome, as opposed to the intelligence, was able to change their mindset.